Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing. Always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true transparency pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Welcome back, M3HL, powered by the Tennessee Lottery, live from Radio Row, SEC Media Days, Hoover, Alabama. We got an interview that we're going to play coming up, but then this guy, he sat down at our table, the coach of the Mississippi State Bulldogs, Joe Moorhead. I know your guys are pulling on you. The airplane started on the tarmac, and here you are going to talk to Nashville a little bit.
We get a few minutes. They're nice enough to give us a few.
Thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.
You sat down, and we said, how are you feeling? You said, let me tell you something. It was such a whirlwind last year. Yeah. Year two got to be so much different for you.
Yeah. I mean, here and heading into the season, that
sure.
you hear about kind of the gauntlet of the SEC schedule and everything that goes into recruiting and coaching and playing on Saturdays, and you really don't know it till you experience it. So certainly now heading into year two, I think we'll be more informed, we'll be more relaxed, and you know, hopefully it shows up in our performance.
How many times have you been asked today about your quarterback battle?
Every single time. Is 1,072.
Okay.
There you go.
Well, what's the answer?
I hit you early, Coach.
No, I mean, I think, you know, just like, you know, we added Isaiah Zuber at the wide receiver position from Kansas State and Corliss Waitman from South Alabama for punter. It was an opportunity to improve the position, improve that side of the ball, and improve the team. And certainly the familiarity with Tommy from our time at Penn State and his understanding of our offense and our need to be a more efficient and explosive team in the pass game. You know, it just made sense for a lot of different reasons.
Your defense, most of those guys are in the NFL now. They were the best in the conference. But I look up and down your depth chart, and I see lots of experience next to names. So it feels like it could look like last year.
Yeah, we petitioned. We couldn't get another year for him. NCAA said no.
But we're glad to have Jeffrey in Nashville.
Goodness. But, yeah, I mean, you look at the end position, you know, Chauncey, Kobe, and Fletcher played a lot of football. Marquise Spencer was injured. I think the interior is probably where you're going to see the biggest transition in terms of names and people. But there is talent there. They just need a lot of reps. Too deep at the linebacking core. You could probably make the argument they're as good as anyone in the country. Brian Cole returns at the star position. Cam Dantzler at the field corner. You know, the boundary corner and the safeties, we're going to have to do some. But Coach Hoop did a tremendous job. You all know him from our time in time in Nashville.
Yes,
and
sir.
We're going to find a way to reload rather than rebuild.
Jeffrey Simmons, one of those guys.
Gosh.
We've loved getting to know him.
Yeah.
What a fantastic young man.
Yeah, Jeffrey, you know, like I said, he went through a lot to get to where he's at. And certainly, you know, much has been made of the kind of thing before, you know, enrolling at Mississippi State and God's honest truth that I didn't even know that was a thing until 6 months into the job.
Wow.
Because Jeffrey had been a model student athlete, everything in the classroom, every community service endeavor, everything on the field. And, you know, I think he lived and learned and has been remorseful. And I think he made a great college player, and I think he'll make a great pro.
When he got drafted, Bob Shoup reached out to Don and said, hey, I'm in town. I want to come do your show tomorrow because I want to talk about this kid.
Yeah.
And he told us, best kid I've ever been around.
Yeah, Jeffrey's a guy that, like I said, he did it, you know, on the field, in the classroom, in the community, and I think he's going to be a guy that Nashville community and the team, they're going to be very proud that he's part of the organization.
Coach, you look at what you guys have, obviously, quarterback battle. I know you ran the ball well last year. You look offensively. What is your biggest maybe concern as you head into this year?
I think, you know, the experience at the quarterback position, you know, picking the right guy there, and that's always a concern. You know, replacing Elton, who was a second-round pick of the Packers at center, and Deion Calhoun, so that would be the thing there. And I think continuing to work on separation, gaining separation, the wide receiver position. We return Guidry and Osiris. Both were over 400 yards. We need to double that output there. And then bringing in Zuber and Javonta Payton, junior college transfer. You know, in concert with the quarterback throwing the ball accurately and making good decisions with the line protecting, our receivers got to do their part getting open and catching the ball.
Joe Moorhead with us.
One more. Okay, we got the one more
State,
signal.
Head coach, what was last year like? Year one for you, head coach in the SEC. I don't know what you thought that might be like, but What was it like?
Humbling.
Yeah.
In a good way, in a learning experience, because I think great leaders, if I said it, they look in the mirror, not out the window. And, you know, 8 wins, top 25 ranking, brought home a little trophy called the Egg Bowl. So that,
that was a nice end of year.
Yeah. I mean, brought it home, yeah. Coach.
And I think I was pleased with how we did, but definitely not satisfied. And the challenge of elevating the program from good to great is something that I take personally. And, you know, part of the reason why I accepted this job after the 16 and 17 season, there were, I want to say, a ton of opportunities, right. but a good number of them. But the chance to coach in the SEC and the SEC West in particular as a competitor, that's something that, you know, that gets me going. And, you know, why not? If you're going to do it, do might it big well, and do it against the best.
Might as well be in the best division in why college not? Football.
Yes, sir.
Real quick on the way out, Pancake Pantry in Nashville, thumbs up or thumbs down?
Two huge thumbs up.
Your eyes lit up like not a parent even, talking not about his question. Children when you mentioned
see, that's a James Franklin spot.
I'm glad James had connections because that line was around the damn building now. I promise you that.
They didn't have any green tea in
James took us through the back like Goodfellas. Okay. We didn't even have to wait in line. I felt like Dan
Gray
Liotta.
That's how Coach Franklin rolls.
He rolls that way in Nashville.
You told us you ordered green tea in there, though, and I'm sure they could bring you some sweet tea.
Yeah, they could.
Maybe not green.
They weren't real fired up about that choice of beverage.
It'd be like Nikki ordering sweet tea in Happy Valley.
Oh, yeah. You get that at McDonald's nowhere else. They sell sweet tea at McDonald's in Happy Valley.
We got to let Coach get going. He's got his career. Thank you so much, guys. And thank you, Coach, for talking to us. Can't wait to see what happens.
Thank you, Coach.
In year
good
two for you
season.
And the Bulldogs.
Yes, thank
yeah,
you.
That 35-3 win against Ole Miss, that's a good way to end.
That wasn't bad. We'll do that again if we can.
Boy, that'll play
Coach,
well when
safe
you
travels.
Get, you know, when you're walking around town and walking around campus.
Safe travels,
that.
Boys.
Also, surprisingly tall. He's a very tall drink of water, Coach.
Like, you not can't call, just tall. I
you
mean,
can't call another man drink of water.
He's a tall drink of water.
Yeah,
you can.
No, that's weird.
Oh, it is.
It's creepy.
He's tall. He's a tall person. Kirby's like
Kirby
giving me the, well, maybe
with that me,
is that
it's
okay.
Creepy.
No,
if,
Kirby's
if
got
Kirby,
no opinion. When we asked Kirby what he was doing last night, he said, "Oh, I'm going to the state park and look at some waterfalls." I'm like, what?
All I'm saying
we're gonna
is
go eat a steak and drink some bourbon
at a fish place.
All I'm saying is, if Kirby agrees with me that it's creepy, it's really creepy.
He's a tall person. How about that?
There we go.
He's
right.
A tall human being.
You want to play Tua for the fine people when we come back?
When we come back. We don't want to promise you because we don't know. If we promise you, then who knows? Maybe Nick Saban walks up and we've got to put him on. But here's our plan.
Nick Saban is
when
long
we return,
gone.
Our plan is to let you hear from Tua. That is our plan when we return on 3HL Powered by the Tennessee Lottery. See, that's the thing. When we're down here on Media Row,
never know, man.
You just don't know who's going to show up.
Nope. Jerry Jeudy also coming up in the next half hour, so stay tuned. That dude, oh, my goodness. In the same breath. As Julio Jones and some of these other